Welcome to the Payment Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack, and on today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Vantiv Worldpay merger. And to help me with that conversation, I have Royal Cole, the Executive Vice President and the head of the North American region. Royal, welcome to the podcast.
Glad to be here, Ryan. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
So the deal closed on January 16th, and what was it that you saw in the marketplace that made both organizations say that this is the right move to make now?
Well, Ryan, I think both companies recognized the combination of our assets has been compelling for some time. And, you know, when we announced the deal in July of 2017, we felt the timing was right then to combine the assets of our companies to create, a global powerhouse in both, traditional acquiring as well as e-commerce acquiring, as well as building on an opportunity to become the world's preeminent provider of global omni-commerce transactions for our merchants.
Great. Now, larger scale, what does this merger mean for both of the companies?
On a larger scale perspective, I think what this really means for both companies is putting the two companies together and bringing together the assets that we possess individually, combining them really creates kind of more of a one-in-one equals more than two sum of the parts kind of a story. For our customers, it means we're going to be able to help their businesses thrive by providing, new and integrated payment technologies that support their businesses that we believe no one else can match. It also means for our business that, particularly in the United States, a more robust set of global e-commerce acquiring capabilities than has been presented in the past by either company in U.S. markets. So we're very, very excited about the e-commerce story. Very excited about the scale that the two companies bring together on a global basis, and very excited about the possibilities that this opens up for us, to enter new geographies with integrated payments propositions as we go forward from here.
Great. Now this is really a big deal here. This merger is really a big one here. So what does this merger really mean for the industry as a whole?
Well, I think for the industry, competition, we believe, and I think that all of our peer companies would agree, competition is a really good thing. We believe this merger will have a robust effect on competition on a worldwide basis, bringing together the number one payments acquirer in the United States, the number one payments acquirer in the United Kingdom, and the number one acquirer of global e-commerce transactions. It represents a pretty powerful statement. We think when we put that together, a rising tide lifts all boats from a competitive perspective. I think that's going to be very, very good for merchants, very good for consumers on an overall basis. And then we look forward to competing aggressively as we go forward.
Great. Now, from a strategic standpoint, if, say, I was in the market for a payment processor and I, individually took a look at Vantiv and Worldpay before the merger, what's your opinion, now and the main reason that I should take a second look at Worldpay?
So if you were taking a second look at Worldpay, the new Worldpay today, I think the fundamental premise there is taking a look at a company that comes to the table with the full e-commerce product set across payment gateway services, fraud prevention and mitigation, global and local card acquiring, data and analytics services. Big thing here to remember, our global footprint for merchant acquiring in the e-com space now will encompass over 140 countries, over 120 currencies, and more than 300 local payment schemes. So a very, very robust offering from an e-commerce perspective, in the combined new corporation, as well as value-added services as we bring the two companies together that are going to help merchants operate efficiently, protect themselves from, the bad things that can happen in transactions, certainly from fraud and abuse, and then opening up the world of local payment schemes. Really, really going to be a powerful combination.
Right. Now, the Worldpay started the new year off with a really big bang with this announcement here. Now, are there any other additional announcements that potentially we can be looking at for 2018?
So for starters, I want to come back to your question, in terms of, big announcements. I think that certainly this was a very, very big announcement, the largest of the M&A transactions in the payment space by far in recent history. But the story we're likely to continue telling this year is the combination and the expertise that both sides bring to the consumer merchant marketplace that are exceptional. We'll continue to build off that for quite some time going forward. Our clients, our employees, Our leadership teams are about to be excited of bringing the value that this combination can bring, and we're going to be very, very focused on that combination going forward.
Great. Thank you for that. Now, let's just pull out of the merger conversation just for a second here, and I kind of want to get your opinion on this question. As we're looking ahead at 2018, what are you the most excited about seeing within the payments industry as a whole?
Ryan, the things that I'm excited about, I think if you look backwards at the last 3 years, it's been a time of exceptional change in the payments industry, the payments ecosystem on both a local and a worldwide basis, depending on the geographies that you're looking at that perspective from. I think what it really excites me going forward is how payments technology and the use of data and analytics can be married together to create personalized payments experiences going forward for consumers. That has a tremendous tangential benefit for how merchants, I think, are going to run their businesses going forward. So that would be point number one. Point number two would be the advent of new technology at the point of sale, merchants with greater control over their point of sale experience, to be able to present that point of sale experience almost on a on-the-fly or on-demand kind of a basis, through the ability to work with open architecture and API structures in terms of the products and services that they're able to build into their point of sale system architecture. And then lastly, I think for me, the continuing story around potentially blockchain and what that means, blockchain technology in the consumer payments ecosystem, and how much progress that is made in that in 2018. Lots of exciting things to come, and those would probably be the three things that I would say that I'll be looking for personally in the 2018 timeframe.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Royal, for taking the time today to talk to us about the Vantiv Worldpay merger, and we hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Ryan, it's been my pleasure, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Take care and enjoy the rest of your day.
That wraps up another episode of the Payments Journal podcast. If you're interested in being part of the podcast, please reach out to us at info@mercatoradvisorgroup.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, and we look forward to keeping you up to date with the latest payment news.